morning, everyone. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, October 29th, 2009. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Email us anytime at comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com, mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contraryinvestorscafe.com. And folks, there is so much noise out there right now regarding the economy. Everything is fine. Everything is bad. Everything is in between. We don't know. Andy's an economist. He writes in plain English. And even someone like me can really understand what he says. He has a free newsletter I wish you would just subscribe to. I read every word. It's been very valuable to me. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good morning, everyone. I guess this week has been absolutely no surprise whatsoever. It's more of the same. You know, things are so discombobulated, so unorthodox, so unreal, so irrational, it has become the norm. Just think about that. Things seem to be normal when we are in total chaos. I think this is incredible. I wish I can live 40, 50 years from today. And maybe I will live that long. Who knows? Most people aren't banking on it. Neither are they hoping it. And I can read books written about the first decade of the 21st century. The first decade. And I can see someone writing a book, the first decade. And in small subscript, of the 21st century. And they will write about the insanity that we are exposed to. And that we subscribe to. And they will say, how did these people believe all that garbage? How could it possibly be rational people actually bought into all that stuff? Couldn't they, quote, see what was going on? Couldn't they see what was going to happen? And yet, we are living in these, let me call them unorthodox times, and we are buying right into it. I think I gave the example of the Jewish population in Germany during World War II, and it wasn't until the very, very end that they caught them off into the gulags, the death camps, Auschwitz and Dachau and the likes. But they stood there, and we look back in history, and we say, why did they stay? Why didn't they get out? Couldn't they see what was going to happen? Well, it was like frogs in warm water. It feels good, and the heat is turned up, and you don't know the difference. You become acclimatized to it, and that becomes normal. Listen, folks, today is normal. Unbelievable. Trillions and possibly in notional terms, quadrillion dollars in derivatives. That's creating money out of thin air. That's not even creating money. That's just make-believe stuff. Quadrillion make-believe stuff out there that can implode the world economy into the deepest depths of a depression that the world has ever known. And guess what, folks? This is normal. Isn't this unbelievable? We live in unprecedented times. In a way, we should be grateful. In a way, we really should be grateful, because I don't think anyone, not in the near future at least, after this debacle is over, will experience what we are experiencing now. Think about that. It's like living through a time in history that you say, wow, I wonder how it was living during those times. Folks, we are in those times. We are the those. And we are oblivious to it. We're walking around as if everything is normal. We have an independent, private, foreign cabal, company of some sort. Let's call it a cabal, called the Federal Reserve, now regulating the compensation of the head executives of our corporations in America. Think about that. When they write that in a textbook, the students have to raise their hand and say, teacher, I think this is a misprint, because the Federal Reserve is not even part of the United States. All they did was act as a fiduciary for our money. They just printed our money and sort of kept track of it. Why were they telling the heads of corporations, the engines of industry, how much they can make? Teacher, that makes no sense at all. Are you sure that's not a misprint? And we're buying into it. We listen to it and go, yeah, I guess I think that's a good thing, because those guys are making too much money, you know. Holy smoke. And we are not outraged. We are not out in the streets literally rioting. We should have club sticks, broomsticks in our hands, demanding that all this crap stop. This is unbelievable. In a way, folks. Now, this is going to sound cynical. Strange. Obscure. But I'm almost enjoying these times, as bad as they may be. As much as I have to lose with everyone else. Because they make life interesting. I can't believe what's going on. I just cannot believe what I see. I cannot believe what I hear. I cannot believe what I read. I just can't believe it. We as humans project tomorrow as we know today. Now, you won't read that in any book, in psychology book or anything like that. That is me. This is the way I look at the world. Whatever's happening today, well, that's the way it's going to be tomorrow and the next day, and that's our world. Our world is what we see and do as of this moment. We do not say, well, this is the way things are today. Tomorrow, it's going to be bad, or it's going to be good, it's going to be this way, that way. No, it's going to be exactly the same, precisely the same. So we go along with this measure of normality in our thinking. When the Federal Reserve says, we are going to regulate the pay of the engines of America, we go, oh, I guess that's good. And we just go on, and it's normal. Folks, it's normal. We've got a problem. We've got such a problem, it is unbelievable. And then these same people that are regulating the pay of the executives, the captains of industry, those that actually make this country what it is in a competitive environment worldwide, we not only accept it, we applaud it. And these are the same characters that talk about regulating or fixing or ameliorating the economy. Holy smoke, do we have a problem, folks. We have met the enemy, and it is us. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. I wish you would call in 646-652-4620. We're going to talk about the economy defined this morning. 646-652-4620. If you're listening to a rebroadcast, please send me your email, comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's comments at libertytalkradio.com. I'd love to hear from you and love to have you on the show if you'd like it. Please. Now, folks, this morning, I'd like to focus a little bit about the economy. Now, quite frankly, just like in my notes in the description of today's broadcast, I have never seen an economy. Never seen one. Don't know what color it is. Don't know how big it is. Don't know what shape it takes. Don't know what form it takes. Don't know if it's a liquid, gas, or solid. Have no idea what an economy is. And what I'm going to do this morning is walk us through in a super, not even a micro economic activity, but what do they call that? A nano economic activity. Now, I wish you would stay with me on this because it's going to sound as if I've just lost all my marbles. It's ridiculous. Maybe I should tell kindergarten kids this, but they wouldn't comprehend it anyway. But I shouldn't be speaking to adults this way. I want you to know that. I should not be speaking to adults this way. But I'm going to do it to make a point. Not that I'm insulting the adults, my adult listeners. I'm just saying because when I talk about the economy, I'm going to break it down. Break it down to what we do every day so we have a better idea of what the economy is. What do we mean when we say the economy? The government throws that term around. The financial networks throw those terms around, that throws the term around economy, as if it is something. As if they actually know what they are talking about. Well, the economy today is... What is that? I have no idea what they're talking about. And then they talk about interest rates. Well, we should see an improvement in the economy because the interest rates are being lowered. What does that have to do with me? It's amazing how, again, folks, I go back to the preamble of this whole program. And I'm saying, but we have become accustomed to actually believing this garbage that we hear. But once we break ourselves away and we start reading books, articles, white papers, research papers by credible people who are looking at this from a critical thinking point of view, you realize we should not be listening at all, not at all, to what we are hearing or what's being spouted, I should say, on the boob tube, the lie box, as one of my listeners calls it, the lie box, or any of the garbage that we see in the daily newspapers. Because the stuff there is easy. It's lazy. You can just sit there and it's just thrown at you. And we absorb it to the point where we are totally contaminated. Just like being exposed to radiation. Our minds are totally exposed, totally irradiated with garbage. And now we think that way. We actually think a way in which people 20, 30 years from today will look back and say, my God, were those people that stupid? What did they put in the water in the United States in the first decade of the 21st century that made people so numb and stupid and so gullible? And they would be right. They would be absolutely, absolutely correct. By the way, I want to take just a break for a second because I'm going to get back to the economy. I received just a wonderful email from Dr. Elena George, our guest on our special broadcast Tuesday evening. And I was so incredibly impressed with her. She was articulate, knowledgeable, insightful. I tell you, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. That hour flew by, folks. And she sent me just a wonderful email, and I would love to read it to you, just to give you a break from my ranting. I wanted to thank you for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it. I would be happy to come back to talk about other topics such as health care reform, congressional bill, and how it would really affect patient care, how the pharmaceutical and medical insurance industries have been empowered to make money at the expense of patient health, and the effect on doctor-patient relationships. Once again, thanks for having me on. Sincerely, she writes side that Elena, which I thought was very nice. Folks, we have some wonderful people on this program. I have no numbnuts. I try not to get any numbnuts or anything like that, or people who are just spouting. These are the people, folks. These are the people we should be listening to. I'm not saying you have to listen to me. Just be guided accordingly and go in the right direction. Forget about what I say. As long as it motivates you to move in the right direction, to move in a direction where you finally see the light and you say, now I understand what he is saying. That crazy ranting Italian from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I think now I'm starting to understand. Well, okay, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. And please email me anytime to comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's comments at libertytalkradio.com. If you'd like to be a guest, just let me know. Love to have you as a guest if you have something to say or something to share, and maybe something to teach us, which is very important today. I want to take just 10 minutes to talk about the economy, whatever that is. Let's take a hypothetical situation. A person's living in an apartment. Now, I'm not going to take the person with 8 kids, 3 of them in college, two are in boarding school, all that stuff. I mean, that's too complicated. I'm going to make it very simple. You're a single guy or gal, and you have an apartment, modest apartment, and you're home. You're on vacation or whatever, but you're home. And you decided that you're going to start looking at your life. Just not big, not psychological stuff like, where am I going? What's the meaning of life? But, what do I do every day? So you decide, the first thing you decide to do is, instead of staying out all night, you're going to start doing something a little bit more, I hate to say the word, responsible. In that you go to bed early that night, get a good night's rest. Now, just think of that. You get up the next morning, you're just full of vim and vigor. You got a good night's rest. You didn't stay up all night drinking, all that stuff, or whatever you do, go out and party. And you get up and you really feel good, and you're up early in the morning. You're up at 6 o'clock or 5:30, 6 o'clock. You got 8-9 hours sleep. You really feel good. Now, does that affect the economy? Most people say, of course not. Let me suggest that it did. First of all, you didn't go out drinking with your friends. You saved the money. Saved the money. You didn't spend it on beer or whatever, Coke. I don't care what it is. Potato chips. So you saved some money. Didn't throw it away. By not drinking it, spending it on booze and on Coke and all that, you probably improved your health factor. So you have a little bit more money in your pocket today, and you are probably in better shape today than you would have been if you went out drinking all night or whatever. Now, how does that affect the economy? Well, that was a conscious decision, a nano decision that you made, nano economic decision that you made. And by doing that, you may have saved yourself, may have improved your health. If you improved your health somewhat, or didn't degrade your health somewhat, at that point, what have you done? You've put less pressure on our entire healthcare system. Is that part of the economy? You bet it is. That's what we hear every day. What did you have to do? be responsible. Plus, you had a few dollars in your pocket that you wouldn't have today, maybe $10, $20, $30 more. Would you decide, instead of blowing it on crap, and you know you're going to buy a bunch of crap when you go out with your friends because you just go out, you're supposed to be out with your friends, you know, everything, you know, care about everything, you know, forget the world, hey, you know, we're going to do everything we want, hey, you know, hey, I'm big shot, you know, that's what I did, and we all do that. You take that money and you say, you know, I can use this $20, $30, $40 that I would have blown last night, and I'm going to buy something, or maybe I'm going to save it. So what we do, let's assume for a second we're going to save it. So that morning we go to our local bank, or we go online. We mail it to our broker, we go online, and we put it in our Roth IRA. And we park it there. We just park our cash there. Now we have some tax-free money on our Roth IRA. We feel better. Does that affect the economy? You bet it does. First, what we've done is that we have reduced the velocity of money. That means instead of money turning around, which is what government wants us to do, constantly buy, throw away, buy, sell, trade, buy. We just park it, which was happened during the Depression. People took money, they saved it. They don't want to spend it because they didn't know what was going to happen the next day. So now you feel a little bit more secure about yourself. You feel a little bit better. Your health is actually a little bit better. Does that affect the economy? Tremendously. Now, not you yourself, but if everyone did that, which is what people are starting to do, that affects the whole economic fabric, nature, the economic nature of the United States. And what have we done? We went to bed early one night, got a good night's sleep, took the money we would have blown on crap, which was no good for us, may have caused us maybe stomach pains or hangover or whatever, getting up 11 o'clock, walking around, can't figure out where we are. And we saved it. We made our future more secure, or we hopefully we did that. We feel better, and we hopefully put less pressure on our healthcare system. And we improve the financial system by putting money back into it. Folks, that one nano decision of less than $50, if repeated enough times, will have a significant impact on this country. That's what the economy is. The economy is you and I making decisions. I want to get down to the real nano stuff. Normally, you have a garbage pail under your sink where you throw, you know, banana peels and stuff like that. And you decide, well, you know, you take those things and, you know, you just throw it in there, then you tie it together and you throw it in the big one in the back or wherever it is. You decide, you know, I'm using a lot of these trash bags. These things are getting expensive. So you decide every once in a while to get a piece of cardboard and really compact your garbage. I know, don't go away. I know you think this is crazy. This is the time where you turn the channel. You go, I'm not going to listen to this. This guy's got lost his brains, you know. And you compact it. And now the room in there, you save 2/3 of the room that you normally have in the garbage pail. So that one plastic liner in your garbage pail now will handle 2 to 3 times as much garbage. How does that affect the economy? Well, it's very simple. Well, instead of buying 3 bags now, you're buying 1. So you could extend, let's say you buy trash bags once a month. Well, now you're buying trash bags once every 3 months. The money in which you save from that, now you're going to put back into your Roth IRA. You are not only making money, you are saving the environment. You are reducing the velocity of money, which the government doesn't want you to do, which may be bad for the economy, by the way, for the economic outlook for everybody, because people have to make those bags. But you start putting things in better perspective. Folks, when I'm home and I have a day off, and I decide I'm going to stay home and just do things around the house, I become incredibly economical. My mother had a saying that applies to all of us. And although she was a very, very simple woman, she was an angel. Mom, I love you, wherever you are. I'm your biggest fan. She would always be behind the stove. I can almost cry when I think of my mother. Beautiful woman, chubby little lady, always cooking. If you ever came to her house, she'd say, "Sit down, don't worry, I'll cook you something." I mean, she was a wonderful person. She would say these words. As simple as they seemed at the time, I dismissed them all the time. I gave them no credence whatsoever when I was a kid. It was what my mother knew. She just cooks. She used to say this. If people would only stay home and mind their own business, the world would be a better place. Think about that. If people would simply stay home and mind their own business, the world would be a better place. You will not find a more profound statement than that. And this goes for our government. If we would just stay home, mind our own business, the entire world would be a better place. So when you stay home, you find yourself becoming very economical. Instead of just doing things, you go, well, maybe I'll do it this way. Then you find saving things. And then you find taking care of things that you normally abuse a little bit or give no thought to. And you say, hey, this has value. Maybe I can use this for this. Instead of going out for lunch, you know, I have this bag of beans or lentils or whatever. I'm going to cook those, you know, and I have this, this, and that I can put together. And you wind up, you find out that this one bag of beans, you can make and spice up different ways that you can have a very nutritious meal. You will probably lose weight, lower your blood pressure, feel better, reduce your anxiety of running around, waiting for a restaurant, whatever, and saving a heck of a lot of money. Folks, that, in fact, is the economy. We are the economy. Every decision we make, how much toothpaste we place on the toothbrush, is the economy. Whether we brush our teeth is the economy. Not flossing and causing cavities is the economy. Think about it. Please, think about it. And next time you hear these officials and pundits on TV talk about the economy, think to yourself, they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control your ride and every move. Ron Paul has a sign at his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano, and this is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.